It is the Christmas episode, and we have so many gifts for you guys. We have a special guest in studio. We can't wait to get it started. Here we go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Take it away from me.
They made it just for you, like 20 years before, you know?
Yeah,
he kills the dance for this one.
It's his song. Okay, you guys, we're so excited. As you noticed already, we have Jason Maybaum here. One of our favorite contestants on the show this season.
You.
Oh my gosh, you're so amazing and so wonderful. And we're so excited to have you in studio to get all your insight, how the experience was. So this is going to be really, really fun. Before we get into the conversation, we'll do quick intros and then we'll get right in, okay? So I am T. Julie Panko, and to my left is the wonderful, fabulous, look at this hair today. Amazing. Angel. There's
hey
lots of secrets in there, I think.
There is.
And
including headphones you can't see.
Oh, sneaky. And then obviously we have Jason. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And to your left, we have the wonderful, amazing Shay, who makes it all happen.
Hi, guys.
Yes. This is going to be so much fun. Okay. So first, we're going to do a quick question answer with Jason. And then at the end of the episode, we're going to do questions from you guys in the live chat. So get on in that live chat. If there's any questions you have for him, please put them in there, and we will get to him at the end of the show. And this is just going to be so much fun.
I know.
It's gonna be
I'm so excited.
Okay. So first, Jason, let's just talk about your experience on the show. How much fun was it? How did you get involved?
It was such a blast. My favorite week would be week 5 because you got to choose basically everything. You got to choose your song, which was It's Tricky by Run DMC. And it was just an amazing experience just to, you know, hang out with the crew and the cast. And we were really great friends on the set. And some people think like, oh, you're contestants, you can't be friends, da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
But we were really close. Like, when we got eliminated, we came closer because we had we had to work a lot.
Right.
Yeah, it was always so emotional when someone got eliminated. I can see your bond. One of you guys were very closely knit.
And when they announced who was going to leave, I was like, oh my God. I'm having a heart attack.
Stomach drops.
Exactly. Like, if you saw episode 1, I was, like, going to throw up in my hat.
Were you nervous for week 1? The first time people saw you dancing.
For you or for your friends? Or for you both?
For everyone, know, because we're really good friends and, you know, we don't want to see each other leave.
Right.
Who did you become really close with that you maybe didn't expect to?
Miles.
Really?
Miles and I are like brothers now.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Can you hear the song he says? He says brothers.
Brothers from another mother.
Come on.
How fun. Well, you guys probably bonded.
We're all really close friends. Mm-hmm. Mandela.
Oh, yeah, he's great,
he's
too.
He's awesome. Yes. He was a little shy at first,
such a sweetheart. Uh-huh. So
he's
soft-spoken,
really nice.
Too, right?
And he, like, steals the show. When he walks into that room, he's I'm here.
What was the most challenging part for you?
I would say learning the dances, but a lot of people say that. It might sound corny, but, yeah, learning the dances. Some of the dances, like, were really hard, like, week 4. And just learning them, this was all pre-recorded, but we still acted like it was live. So we only had one shot, one chance, and it worked out.
Wow.
And I loved week 4 for you. I'm not going to, I loved Woody. Like, Woody and Toy Story was one of my favorites. So I loved that, like, dance that you guys did. I thought it was so cute.
Yeah, Disney night was awesome. I loved the costumes. Mm-hmm. Halloween night was my hardest.
Oh, yeah, that was a tough one.
Why was it your hardest?
Because what Val wanted from me week 1 was more technique.
Yes.
And when I said technique, when he said technique, I went back to the rehearsal studio and I was like, okay, let's fix this.
Right.
And then week 4, I really wanted to impress Val, and especially Mandy, because They're like the true dancers. They know what they see. They know what they're talking about.
Right.
Right.
So
no shade on Adam, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. No shade.
No tea.
But you know, they're more about the
technicality,
the precision. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of precision in week four.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it does seem like that was it kind of got harder as the season went on. But
as it should.
Yeah, as it should. But I think it was really fun for us to watch you evolve. Do you feel like now you're going to dance more?
I mean, I want to come back for All Stars.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think I'll do better on that one. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it, but I think I'll do better on that one.
Absolutely.
Because since I already have this dance experience now, and I can call myself a dancer now.
Yeah.
Okay. I can just say, you know, I have more experience.
Yeah.
And who knows?
And we know that, and it wasn't highlighted in your packages, I don't think, that you were at sometimes you were shooting Raven's Home, correct?
Yes.
While
the first 2 weeks, I was shooting Raven's Home, so that was really hard, because I can only work 9.5 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So I did like 5 hours and 30 minutes there, and 4 hours at the rehearsal studio.
Okay, interesting.
It was really, that was the tough part. Uh-huh. And I was in New York for my premiere of my movie, Freaky Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The musical on version Disney of Channel. Freaky Friday, which I love.
Thank you.
Amazing.
So we had to do it, like, on FaceTime, just like Miles. But Miles did a lot more weeks on FaceTime.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's hard. That's
so
hard to teach
difficult.
Yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, very interesting. Let's get into the routines, and then we'll keep this ball rolling.
All right.
So first routine of the night, we had Mackenzie and Sage doing their repeat with the cha-cha. This flip was amazing, this final flip. So great.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of the dance?
I legit said the final flip was everything.
Same page, we're on the same page.
Like, it was very much more, she's much more confident in the dance than when she first did it. And you can tell she's more comfortable in her own skin, and her love for dance is really shining for her.
Uh-huh.
I was just so proud.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Jason, did you like this one?
That was her song,
uh-huh.
And I think she really enjoyed it, and I could see that she really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she got 3 tens on that, right? Did she?
She got two nines and a 10.
Yeah.
All right. I think she could have deserved another 10.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah. At least one more.
Yeah. I don't think for tonight's episode, I don't think anyone deserved a lower score.
Right.
They all deserved higher, or they deserved what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Right.
And I think Mackenzie, I thought she did great. Maybe the judges saw something else, but I saw something awesome.
Yeah.
That was well said. Well said.
What do you think, Angel?
I thought it was so much better than the first time she did, because these were the redos. So the first time she did it, I wasn't wowed, but this time I was actually wowed by it. I don't know if just adding, you know, the mentor to the routine did something to it, but she was really confident, and she came ablazing with these legs and these just like,
and she has more experience.
Yeah, right? That too, and she really owned this dance. She owned the song and the
dance.
She did. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
So this gave them a 9, a 9, and a 10, giving them a 28 out of 30 for the first number. So I think it was a great way to start the show. And then next, we got into Ariana and Artion doing their jazz routine with Brandon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
This
was, we were all just, like, out of our seats. It was, like, the best. I loved this dance so much. What'd you guys think?
You guys already know I loved it the first time. And the fact that they added Brandon, the dynamic was even bigger and better than the first time we watched it.
Right.
I don't know what it was. It was just about adding their mentors that made everything brighter and stronger. And, like, the fact that he lifted her up and then had Ariana slid under. I was just like, give them the tens, please.
Yes.
I need the tens.
Yeah, that was amazing. I loved it so much. What was the energy like there, Jason?
I mean, the match is 100. But that was like 1,000.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that they played that amazingly. Mm-hmm. And would they get 3 tens? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Totally deserved it.
Yeah, I think
totally.
So too. Yeah.
Totally.
I know, I almost wanted more.
When I saw it, I was like speechless. I was like, what? Yeah, awesome. The first time they did it, I was completely speechless,
just like I am now. I was blown away, guys. Like, well, Ariana, the first time she did it, she had so much more hip action. It was almost like she had no joints. She was just woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
But this time, I felt like she was a little bit in her head. And so I felt a little bit of her holding back. Maybe it was the nerves because this was the final dance. And then maybe it was like the fact that like the mentor was involved. So maybe it was a little of that anxiety.
Maybe it's
But she served it well. Her and Ariana always deliver.
Maybe it was just more, she's more controlled now as a dancer too. That could be it too.
Well, in hip hop, you don't need control.
It's a jazz routine.
I'm talking about that, those hips. We're not saying control the hips.
Okay, but I'm saying she could have evolved a little bit as it is the final dance. So maybe she realized, okay, I can minimize this movement into the next movement. She more contained it to go into the next move.
Yes,
so that could have been something too.
Yeah, okay.
That could have been a thing.
Very good analysis, everyone. Okay, you guys. So we got 10, 10, and a 10 on this one. Which, 30 out of 30, well deserved. I think what a fun routine, and I'm glad it was placed right there.
I want to see it again.
I know, right? Should we just Google and keep watching it?
I know.
Yes, so over good. And over.
Okay, next we have Miles and Riley, choreographed by Lindsay, obviously, and they were performing their salsa repeat to Who Let the Dogs Out. I think that they've just grown so much over the season, but Miles just... He's, like, better than a pro. Like, he's just so good. It's hard to, like, watch him and...
That head spin, though?
Right!
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
That, yes. I think that was the other dance, right? Was that the...
No, that was the one.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Was that a salsa?
I mean, I wanted more spins, but I appreciate the one spin he did. Like, I don't think he had enough time to do more than one spin to keep being in the dance, but still.
Yeah, amazing.
My question is... How do you not break your head when you do that?
Right.
You practice over and over again until your body can
sustain
your head.
It's that control you guys speak of. It's that control. You got neck control.
I don't care how he does it, but that was amazing.
Amazing. Mm. He just, like, keeps elevating himself, and he's just, like, such a great performer.
He's getting way better.
Right.
And, like, episode one, he started on a high note.
Right. Of course, yeah. He never...
As if he could get any better, he gets better.
Yeah. He never took a fall. He's a really great performer.
I'm going to keep saying it real quick.
Yeah,
He has such leading man material. It's not a joke. Like, when I look at him and I watch him do that dance, I was like, this is what a leading man looks like.
Yes.
And we need, like, I need more young boys like this.
Like, he's so good, but he's so humble.
Yes. Yeah. And I loved seeing Anthony Anderson there in the crowd supporting him. That was really cool.
Yes.
From Black-ish. Okay, so obviously the judges loved this one. We got a 10 from Val, a 9 from Mandy, and a 9 from Adam, giving them a 28 out of 30, which I think was great. I could have used, like...
Another 10.
I could have used all 10s, actually.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. 3 10s would make me happy.
It would make sense as well, I think.
But it wasn't a bad score.
It wasn't a bad score. No, and there's no bad scores. You know, on this episode, it's like, it's just exciting that everybody's gotten this far.
And Adam was in a great mood this show.
Yes, he was.
That's helpful when that happens. Okay, Angel, we have a little bit of a PSA we got to tell the people.
Yes,
okay.
Guys. So give it to us. I know you just love us so much because we love you guys so much. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. I'm talking sci-fi, drama, reality, so much. And it's so hard for us to serve you guys, but we love to do it so much. But we need your help. Please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Mm-hmm. Let us know you did so on air so we can give you a shout-out right here. And for now, thanks for being our best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Well said. Awesome. Yeah, you guys know we love you so much, and we're sad that this is our last episode for a minute, but we'll all be here. And also, I just want to remind you guys, since we have Jason here, we have a few questions in the live chat, but if you want to put any other questions you might have about the show, etc., his life, whatever, put it on in the chat, and then we will be sure to get those at the end. So, you guys are great, and we're happy to have you here always. You're the bomb. Okay, so we're moving right along, you guys. We are now moving to Sky and JT, their dance with Alan, the repeat salsa to Light It Up, which was so fun to see Alan with them. I think it was probably a little bit hard for him to...
Skateboard?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Skateboarding. That was just funny. You said that they might have done that twice. Is that what happened on
they
set?
They kind of did.
They kind of did.
So, I mean, Sky
they shot
JT,
it twice.
Yeah, Sky and JT, they were amazing.
Yeah.
Alan, the first time he was trying to spin the skateboard, and it fell, so they said, cut, let's do it again. So he was spinning the skateboard. Uh-huh. All good. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Sky and JT, they do their cool dance, and then... He tries to, you know, go away on the skateboard, you know, trips, and goes, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But they kept on going.
They kept on going.
I mean, Alan might have thought that we're going to stop again, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, they kept it going. Yeah, that was interesting.
The show really must go on.
Yeah, true.
And it did. That was interesting. But I thought it was a really great routine overall. Shay, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was actually really adorable, the fact that he messed up skating, because that also proves, you know, we're all imperfect.
Nice. Yeah.
And we all can't do the same things as other people as well.
So and that's what Sky said.
So yeah, that was really great.
We all have our
strengths
and weaknesses.
We do, and skateboarding is never going to be his.
it might.
But it was adorable, like the helmet. I was just like, this is actually wearing a helmet right now.
The helmet
now.
Was funny. The helmet was very funny.
That's my favorite part, actually.
Yeah. Anjel, what do you think?
You know, I just live for Sky's speeches, so that drew me in. That and the sass she delivered during her performance. Mm-hmm. Go, girl. That's all.
You guys, I wrote down the quote because she gives so many great words of wisdom.
Yeah, she does.
This week's quote was, be brave, have fun, do it because you love it.
Do it because you love it.
So cute.
With her teeth.
Just motivational
looking
speaker.
Looking like E from Life Size.
Yeah, she's great. Okay, so the judges loved this routine. We have a 10 from Val, a 10 from Mandy, and a 10 from Adam, giving them a perfect 30 out of 30.
There's Adam.
What we wanted.
Yeah.
Woo! But wait, wasn't it the slowest 30 in history, though, for real?
It was.
Yes,
it was. It was like 10.
Yeah. Okay, so next we're moving on to the Christmas performances. So we have Mackenzie and Sage with little Justin Bieber. I love anything Justin Bieber does, so this was just... I already knew it was going to be good. But, wow, the tricks in this.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you believe what they did?
Blown away.
Aerials, there was so much going on. What was the energy had to be crazy in the studio for that.
I have to say... that was a workout.
Yes.
I mean, I don't... Just seeing it, that was like a workout, but... You know, seeing Mackenzie and Sage do that, insane.
It made you tired.
Insane. It made me tired, but tired in a good way.
Yes.
Flips doing, what is it, the snake?
Oh, the flying squirrels. The ripple. Of the flying squirrel.
Yes. I mean, they're like, I don't know what they're doing, but... That was amazing.
Yeah,
she has some really great hip-hop moves, too.
She's so strong. She's a really strong
A good roller, too.
And and I'm glad that Gleb put in the stunts, because she has the ability to do that.
Right. Yes. And we didn't see that every week, so I think it was a really nice opportunity to be able to showcase everything she can do.
Exactly.
She's incredible.
I just wrote one thing down.
What'd you write?
Yes. I wrote that too.
That was the only thing I had to write.
Exclamation point.
I am I'm all here for a great, amazing hip hop combo, and that was everything I wanted and more from Mackenzie. Like, if you had to bring it for the finale, you brought it for the finale. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. So the judges agreed with us on this one. We have a 10 from Val, a 10 from Mandy, and a 10 from Adam, giving them perfect out of 30.
Well deserved.
Yeah, I thought that was just incredible.
Golf clap.
I think it was just really elevating. It kind of elevates the competition when you get a dance like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we have Ariana and Arteon doing their holiday freestyle. Brandon was in this. No, was not in this one.
No.
but he choreographed it. And this was the Grinch theme, which I think was very fun.
I loved it.
What did you guys think? It was kind of a jazz Broadway fusion. What'd you guys think? The storytelling, I think, was amazing.
Yeah, first of all, I love The Grinch. It's one of my favorite movies to watch for Christmas. And the fact that Ardeon was The Grinch and, like, his, like, little face and his dimples going as he's, like, smiling from the tree was just like, give me your smile more. I need that when I wake up in the morning. Yeah. And two, what I really loved about the performance was the creative storytelling of the entire thing. Like, you gave me a story to watch and enjoy throughout the dance. And mm-hmm. that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. It was great. What'd you think?
I really liked specifically the dance break kind of at the end.
Right.
It just, like, reminded me of Broadway. They were, like, doing those kicks and I don't remember what they were doing, but I just know, like, the part in the song, and it just, like, reminded me of Broadway.
Yeah, I think it was great. I think this one was really well choreographed and well done.
It was so cute. She looked like she was placed right there in Whoville, and she fit right in.
Mm-hmm. She really did. She's just so great.
She really did.
So the judges love this one as well. So we have a 9 from Val, a 10 from Mandy, and a 9 from Adam, giving them a 28 out of 30. So their collective score right now is 58 out of 60. So then we're moving right along. But before we do that, I think we should talk really quickly about iTunes, Shay. What do you think? Do you think you can handle it?
I mean, of course.
Okay, give it to us.
Hey, guys. So those who are watching us on YouTube, but those who are listening are tuning into iTunes podcast because we're also on iTunes. And we love you guys for listening to us and enjoying the show with us because these kids are so talented and it's so much fun to know that you guys love watching the kids on the TV, but also listening about their performances and chiming in. Mm-hmm. So please, if you are or have not checked us on iTunes, subscribe. Give us 5 stars. We love 5 stars. I mean, stars are
who
amazing.
Doesn't?
Who doesn't? but thank you guys so much. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you for taking this journey with us. Mwah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy Hanukkah.
And Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah, and Kwanzaa. You can't forget about Kwanzaa. I mean, let's not forget about Kwanzaa.
Yes.
Okay, so we're moving right along. Next, we have Miles and Riley, their Sleigh Bells remix performance.
I loved this one.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh. The snow globe lighting in the beginning was so epic.
Oh, yes.
And then them being on the sleigh.
And did you see, like, the snow coming down?
Yes.
Like, snow. And when the troop got out of the box, the confetti, oh my god. I thought Miles did great in this dance, and mm-hmm. Riley did great in this dance. And I don't remember what score they got, but...
Perfect.
A perfect score? Well, they deserved it.
They did. Yes. This was a really cool... Did it look very cool in the studio? Could you see the globe?
Well, there wasn't physically a globe.
Right.
Was it a special effect?
Yes. Just, like, lights, probably?
That's what they did, for, like, my week 4.
Oh, my God.
With the bats coming in. Mm-hmm. Or real bats coming in.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. But the snow globe, that could have fooled anyone.
The snow
snow was real.
The snow was real. But,
The globe, not
the,
so much.
The globe, not so much. But
yeah, interesting.
It felt real.
Yeah.
It felt real.
Yeah, very cool.
I bought it.
Yeah, I know. This was, I think, one of my favorite dances, I think, of the season. I think it was really great. And this was that we got some break dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think Val made a really great point when he said that Miles is setting such a great example for young boys. Because, I mean, he's just so stellar. And he's so good at dancing. It's just... It was really fun to watch. Shay, did you have any thoughts on this one?
I just thought it was such a fun hip-hop combo, and the fact that it really made me feel like I was in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
And you would have thought you could turn Sleigh Bells into more hip-hoppy. And the fact that they did it.
They did.
I am all here, raise my hands. How can I learn that dance now?
Right.
Because I want to teach everybody I know. This is what we're going to do. This is our new tradition. Yeah. Let's do the Sleigh Bells dance for Christmas and the holidays and just teach it to everybody we know.
So great. Hey, I'm down. I'm there for it.
You know what?
Huh.
I really, when the two troop came out of the boxes, it was like a little slow. I really liked the turn in the dancing. Mm-hmm. It was like a little slow and then it went boom.
Yeah, right.
And then it goes really fast. And then The music speeds up. I thought that was brilliant. And I think if they do it again, they should use more of that.
Right. When yeah, I absolutely. Saw this dance, I was like, okay, Miles can literally execute anything. He can execute any dance. And he's turned Riley into a hip-hop dancer.
Right. I know.
I don't feel like that, like, going in, that was one of her genres. But now yeah. it totally has to be.
That's a really good point.
She's been infected by Miles' charisma and yeah. his love for hip-hop. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She does seem a little bit more of, like, a technically trained dancer. So I think yeah. it was really cool to see her in a different element. So the judges obviously loved this one. This was a 10, 10, 10. We got a perfect 30 for 30 on this one, which I think well deserved. Okay, final dance of the night, of the season. We have Sky and JT, mm-hmm. Christmas on the Beach, choreographed by Alan. Great hold. She has just, I think, gone light years. She's improved so much this season. What did you guys think, Shay?
I totally agree. I love the surfboard, even though it was shaky. Uh-huh. But she still committed and just like, you know, like, if I'm gonna fall or not, I'm gonna fall.
I'm gonna
smile and I'm gonna do my sky smile and just show the world I am here to compete and be here for you. No, seriously, I want Sky to be president of something. I don't know what it's gonna be, but girl, I will vote for you, okay?
Yes.
We're all here for you.
She's really great. Jason, what do you think?
I thought I'm gonna have to piggyback what you said, because that board, I mean, it was a little shaky, but that wasn't her fault. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She was very brave. She executed it. And, you know, the other dance were, you know, all the boards were spelling Sky. I thought that was really cool.
That was really cute.
And I think all the scores that she got, which were 30-30-30, well-deserved.
Yeah, I think so, too. What do you think, Angel?
I think this particular routine for Sky was very customized to her personality. Mm-hmm. And even though I did see her more in her head, this performance, especially when they lined up laterally and they did, like, I can almost see her counting, or she was, like, trying to process something in her head. So, but
it was a good song for her.
It was the finale, and it was so much pressure, and she completely delivered. Mm-hmm. So,
and
it
like
was amazing.
That was her dance. That was truly her, you know. And it even said in the song, "Be yourself."
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know specific words, but that was that was her song.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. And so I think it was really interesting. Adam said she's a hero to little girls, which I think is so cute. Yes. It was really cute to see
even
them
big girls
improve over. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the judges obviously loved this one. It was a great dance to end the whole season. 10, 10, 10. We had a perfect 30 for 30.
Well deserved.
Okay, you guys, it's that time. It's the time we finally know who the winner of the first Dancing with the Stars Juniors was. Jason, you should say it.
Sky and JT!
Woo! So great.
The first ever winners of the Mirror Star Trophy.
Not
so
Mirror Ball, amazing. Mirror Star.
Yes, right. Your Mirror Star.
And the very first season of Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
Yes, absolutely. Jason, did you think this was going to happen?
I mean, it was. I thought it was either going to be Sky, Mackenzie, or Miles, uh-huh. and I think those were the only choices, right?
Yeah. And Ariana.
Yeah.
But I knew it was going to be one of them, because uh-huh. they were bringing out, you know, the big guns.
Right, yeah. They really were.
It was a really tough decision.
Mm-hmm.
I was rooting for everyone. They're all my friends.
Yeah. What was it like after?
Course. I mean, we were all celebrating. We went to the studio, and, like, we got pizza and
oh,
all
nice.
That. And then we went to Sage's house.
Oh,
and
fun.
We, like, went to the pool. And he had a mechanical bull.
Wow.
I want to go to Sage's house.
He has a very nice house. I got to say, he has a very nice house.
How funny. Well, that's awesome. That is really, really cool. I think you guys were at the question and answer part.
Ooh. Yeah.
We're ready for questions and answers.
I love this live chat.
This is so fun.
We are popping in a live chat, guys.
Here we go.
Hey, okay, Nella J. Hey, so, Jasmine.
Alyssa Jones.
Yes.
No relation, but hey, girl. Wants to know, what was it like working with Eliana?
It was awesome. We like behind the scenes, like maybe I don't know if you saw it in the packages, but behind the scenes we were like, it's not what you think it is. Like wrestle each other, like play fight, and we'd get Domino's pizza, and we would eat it
after my own heart.
And we would eat it at the studio. And, yeah, Emma was, like, a big part of us. Not just because she choreographed all our dances. Mm-hmm. It's because, like, we're family now.
Right.
So it was a really great experience, if that answers your question.
Yeah. Do you guys, are you guys still in contact? Do you guys still chat?
Oh, yeah. We, well, Eliana lives somewhere else. But oh, Emma lives here, so she's, like, going to go to a live audience of my show.
Nice! Yeah. That's fun! Okay, and yeah, you're filming season 3 right now?
Yes, we are.
Of Raven's Home.
Yes, and we, the last episode of season 2 just came out. Make sure you, you know,
tune in.
Give great ratings for Raven's Home and tune in for next episodes.
And we grew up on Raven. And so now you get to work with her as she's becoming an executive producer.
Yes.
What's that like working with Raven?
I mean, we learned a lot from her.
Mm-hmm.
We learned what multi-camera was because we were all single camera actors.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, like, face out. It's, like, kind of multi-camera here. We got, three cameras here.
Yeah.
We have to cheat out to this camera.
He's so smart.
But, thank you. But, she teaches us a lot, and without her, I don't think we would know as much as we do now.
But I saw an interview, like, she did, I think, on her page, and you were all in the onesies. It was, like, the first season,
yeah.
I believe. Aww. And you just walked into your onesies, like, oh, I'm just going to sit on the couch, and I'm going to join it.
Like, yeah. That was fun. But, yeah, season 3, we're having so much fun. We know a lot more now. So, it's becoming easier.
It's going to get better every season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how did that whole thing come about? Was the audition process really strenuous?
Wow, that audition process. Jeez, that was long.
Let's talk about it.
It, like, took, 4 months?
Oh, wow.
Until I got the screen test.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So, first we have, like, 3 auditions, and then I get a callback, like, 2 callbacks. And then one more callback, and then chemistry read.
Oh, right. Was that with Raven?
With everyone.
With everybody.
We just did it, like, everyone who is auditioning.
Okay.
Who got to that process.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the screen test. Then we get the job.
Wow, nice. That's awesome. Or do you pinch yourself? That's a big deal to be on Disney Channel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I remember when I found out that I got Raven's Home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was actually first called the Untitled Raven Project.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's what we called it.
Yeah.
But now it's called Raven's Home. And I was on the couch watching TV, and then my dad comes in, "You got Raven's Home." And I was like, "Are you serious? Can you check with my agent again? Because I don't think this is happening."
How old were you?
Oh, my gosh.
I was 9.
Wow. You were 9 years old.
Yeah.
So how were you able to process that at 9 that you would be on the Disney Channel?
Well, before I got the job, I didn't really watch Disney Channel. I'm sorry for
those
folks
out there.
What were
you watching? See, I knew you're a really smart cookie. You were watching more mature.
Yeah, he's very like
nature
mature
shows, right?
Yeah, I watch like crime shows, like Hawaii 50.
Why was I about to say you're an NCIS watcher? CSI.
I watch NCIS.
Yeah,
I watch a lot NCIS Los Angeles a lot. I don't know why.
Oh,
but I don't. I usually
which is
watch...
funny because Isaac did an episode of NCIS Los Angeles.
He did.
He did.
I never knew this.
Oh yeah, he did.
Interesting.
Good
news
him.
You can use.
Yes. News you can
use. I have
exactly.
a question.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Right before
no,
you,
you're good.
So what? When you figured it out, you're on Disney Channel. What was your come to moment when you figured out, oh, I'm a Disney Channel star? Mm-hmm. Because there's a difference.
Well, technically, when I found out I got the job, I wasn't a star yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't even shot an episode yet.
Right.
So when the episode started airing, people started to come up to me and they were like, "Oh my God. Is that Levi from Raven's Home?"
Oh.
"Levi, can I get a picture with you?"
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't remember when the first person came up to me. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. That's going to take me too long. but, yeah, I kind of found out that I was a Disney star, like, mid-season one.
Okay. Mm. So do you feel pressure because with social media and all this stuff and kids look up to you?
Well, I don't run my social media.
Oh, that's good.
Better
so
not.
So, I'm, yes, I don't want the Instagram police to come after
me. I know. Oh, my gosh. It's just too much for an 11-year-old on Instagram right now.
I know, but, you know. This job, you know.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
Now you let Dad do it.
okay, we have one question from Alyssa. Which project have you worked on that's been the most rewarding?
I mean, I have to say Raven's Home because Raven's Home, that's how I got famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people wouldn't know me if I didn't get Raven's Home because a lot of kids watch Disney Channel. That's a worldwide company.
Right.
It's U.S., Canada, I think parts of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
We have Japan. We have all over the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some countries where we don't, but a lot of kids know Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know one kid who doesn't know Mickey Mouse. I didn't watch Disney Channel, but I still knew what Mickey Mouse was.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that is so exciting. So that's what you're doing right now. You're filming season 3.
Yes, we are. We're on episode 5.
Amazing. Well, that's so fun and so exciting. And we really appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
And yeah, thank this you. Has just been so much fun. Dancing with the Stars Juniors. What a great season overall.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. We're going to give you guys some places you can follow us and places you can follow Jason. And then, yeah, put your comments in the live chat, all that stuff. If you want to follow me during the week, I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP. And Angel, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at AngelTaylor_.
And you can find me at Jason Maybaum on Instagram. No space.
No space.
No space. Hey, guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. And either before the end of the year or the beginning of next year, Unapologetically Shay will be live on YouTube.
Very exciting. Thank you for joining us, Jason. And thank you guys for being here. You guys are the best. And we will see you the next time Dancing with the Stars comes around.
Bye.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.